This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all doing? Alhamdulillah, all praise be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted us to reach the 15th night of Ramadan. And half the month has now, you know, basically is done. And we've got 15 to go. 2 weeks, just 2 weeks' time, we'll start talking about Eid and, you know, outfits and all those things. But within these 2 weeks, subhanAllah, the best of Ramadan is still with us. Laylatul Qadr is perhaps coming in the next 2 weeks, inshaAllah. And no matter how tired we are and how much, how cold it is, we make dua that we have the strength to get the maximum. Every second of this month that remains is so precious. And the ulama would say that whenever you make ibadah, ask yourself, if this is the last, how would I make it? If you were told that this is the last Ramadan you're going to get, this half of Ramadan is, that's it for you. It's enough. If you get it, you enough to get to Jannah, enough to get your sins forgiven. But that effort needs to come. So may Allah grant us that ability. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we speak about a very scary surah. And it's when we discuss the surah, remember this is discussing me and you. A situation which you and I, we will see this. We will be there for this event. We will witness this firsthand. We will be there together and we will see this. Suratul Zalzala, the earthquake. In terms of the surah, there are a few weak narrations. You might even find it in Tirmidhi, where the hadith mentions whoever recites Suratul Zalzala, it's as if though he has recited half the Quran. And these hadith are very weak, even though they are found in very prominent books of hadith. Some of the ulama have said, while we might not say that you get the reward of reciting half of the Quran, but the meaning and the lesson of Surah Al-Zalzala is equal to half the lessons of the Quran. So we find this hadith relating to the surah in these books. What does Zalzala mean? Linguistically, Zalzala is when you lose your footing, you cannot stand on the surface because it is shaking. Something which is convulsing, which is, there's a shock, it's an earthquake. And if you look at the word zalzala and waswasa and damdama, what do you find? There's a repetition, right? It repeats itself. And these words are repeated because they happen frequently. So zalzala is a shaking that doesn't stop. And waswasa is a whispering that doesn't stop, meaning shaitan is always whispering. And damdama, that punishment that Allah sent against the people of Nabi Saleh, it continued, it did not abate. So it's a continuous action. That's why it's repeated. Now this is from a linguistic side. So we begin the surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. When the earth is shaken with its earthquake, with its zilzal, meaning with its special earthquake. Now the earth has always has earthquakes. But Allah says there is its special earthquake, meaning its last and final earthquake, when that event occurs. So Allah is talking about a time when the earth will have its greatest and final earthquake. And in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, ittaku rabbakum, have consciousness and fear your Lord. Inna zalzalati sa'ati shay'un azim. That verily the earthquake of Qiyamah of the hour is something truly terrible and extremely awful and big. So Allah says, on Qiyamah there's going to be a massive earthquake. And when that earthquake happens, mankind will be in a drunken state. And some ulama have mentioned, either out of fear, or because they won't be able to stand. You could see someone that is unable to, who is drunk, he's not able to stand properly. All of mankind will feel the shake. We will feel that mighty earthquake of Qiyamah. So Allah says, when the earth gives its final earthquake, this mighty earthquake, what's going to happen? وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. When the earth gives its final earthquake and it expels, it throws out its burden. The earth will spit out its burden. Now what is the burden that the earth is keeping inside of it? One hadith in Muslim, the Prophet also says, on Qiyamah, the earth will throw out its gold and silver. And the murderer will come and he will see all those mountains of gold and silver. And he says, did I like really kill someone for this? What benefit is it today? The thief will say, did I really steal and my hand was cut off for this useless gold and silver? And someone will say, did I really cut off my brother? I cheated my brother. I cut off my ties of family because of this. The other interpretation, and if you look at Surah Al-Inshiqaq, when Allah mentions the earth will sort of give birth to something. It will expel something like a mother giving birth. What is that? The bodies of the dead. This is the burden. When the earth throws out our bodies on the day of resurrection, that is athqal. That is the thing that is heavy inside the earth. And the earth discharges its burden. Many ulama mention the dead and the sins of the dead that the earth will throw out. So as we are being thrown out of our kubur, and it is shaking, this massive shaking, and it's throwing out gold and silver. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Insan, mankind will say, what is wrong with this earth? What's wrong with the ground? Why won't it stop shaking? Why is it doing this? And insan, the word insan comes from, do you know why we're called insan? From nisyan, because we are forgetful. Insan, the word insan comes from nisyan, to be forgetful. Nabi Adam was forgetful. We said this before, that because of our forgetful nature. So we will forget, even though Allah has told us about this event, we will forget about it when it really happens. And also, instead of saying, nas, man, humanity will say, what's wrong with it? Allah puts us as individuals. We'll all stand together, but we'll be alone on that day. And we will think to ourselves, what's wrong with the earth? Why is it doing this? يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day, تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, it will report its news. Now Allah is saying يَوْمَئِذٍ like a warning, beware that day. When that day comes, Allah is saying, when that day comes, it will report its news. Who's it here? Who's Allah speaking about? Still the earth. When the earth shakes and the earth throws out its contents and the people say, what's wrong with it? Allah is still talking about the earth. So on that day, the earth will explain and report the news. Now what does this mean? In a hadith of Tirmidhi, the Prophet says, verily its information, the news the earth will tell, it will testify against every male and female servant about what they did on the surface of the earth. It will say that he did such and such a thing on this day and on that day. So subhanAllah, we only think of the angels that are recording, but the earth is also recording. For good and for bad. The earth will say, this is where you made sujood. This is where he made salah on my back. This is where he committed this haram or that haram. So the earth will also testify against us or for us. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. The earth will speak. Why? Because Rabb, your Lord made wahi to it, commanded it to do so. Your Lord told the earth to speak. Now wahi, we usually associate wahi with revelation. But you find other parts of the Quran, Allah will say that we made wahi to the bee. And that Iblis makes wahi to his friends. Wahi is like a private conversation, a conversation which no one else can hear. So Allah says, Allah will speak to the earth privately, and the earth will begin to speak its secrets and say everything of what we did. يَوْمَئِذٍ, now Allah says again, on that day, beware that day. يَسْتُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day, now it's nas, not insan. People, humanity, will depart and will be broken up into groups so that they could go and see what they did. So Qiyamah is a long process. Allah protect us. Of the events is that we are standing and the earth will be shaking. And eventually, people will be grouped into certain groups. This group, and you will, subhanAllah, that will be the beginning and indication of where you are. When you are in the company of bad people, subhanAllah, you know you're in the wrong group. Why was I with them? Why did I take them as my friend? One of the ayat in the Quran, it says the wrongdoers will bite their fingers and say, why did I take this man as my khalil? Why did I take him as my friend? Now we're standing here together. So people will be in groups on the day of Qiyamah, and they will be like herded. This is your way, to go and see the results of your actions. لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so that you may be shown what you did. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So whoever does an atom's weight of good, he will be shown that deed on Qiyamah. Whatever good you did, how small it might be, how big it might be, every cent of good, every minute of good, everything of good, Allah will show it to you on Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whatever sin, no matter how small, how tiny it was. Whatever tiny lie or one thing you looked with your eye or listened to something haram for a second, it will be brought forward and shown to us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh those two deeds. So Allah says, mithqal is the weight. You will be weighed the good deeds against the bad deeds. And look at Allah's mercy in terms of weighing. Allah says, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That whoever does one good deed, Allah will multiply it at least 10 times without any limit. But whoever does a sin, you will only get the weight of that sin. So for every good deed, you have 10 times the weight of that. And still Allah rewards you for intentions of good deeds. But Allah does not punish you for intentions of bad deeds. So Allah says, if I multiply the good by 10, I reward you for the niyyah that you have of good. I give you these bonuses like Ramadan and Hajj and Laylatul Qadr. How is it then that your bad deeds still is more than your good deeds? You only had to do basically 1/10 sin compared to the good bad deeds, right? Just if you did equal, it would be 10 times more. How then can you have more sin than good deeds? So once the deeds are being weighed, what's the outcome? If the scale is going to be put there, and your deeds are going to be weighed, what's the result? Firstly, anyone, وَيَّذُ بِاللَّهَ الشِّرْكِ, he worshipped someone besides Allah, it will nullify all his good deeds. It will take all his good deeds multiplied by zero. Zero good deeds. Shirk will completely nullify every single good deed. And therefore, the people who commit shirk will go directly to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. If your good deeds outweigh your bad, even if you have a lot of bad deeds, but you did a lot of good as well. So you find people, they commit sin. But as they commit sin, they try to do more good. They give in charity. They still smile and they're good to people and they make salah. And they still committed sin on the side. If their good deeds outweigh their bad, Allah will automatically forgive the bad and enter you to Jannah directly. If your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, but you are a believer, you did not commit shirk, now you're in a dangerous position. Now you're in a very problematic position. Either Allah can forgive all those sins and enter you into Jannah, or Allah can assign a term in Jahannam for you to pay for those sins, especially major sins. And that's why we make dua, ya Allah, to remove them through tawbah. And when you raise your hands and say, Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, Allah's washing away those sins. That weight that's on us, that wizard, that burden on our backs and on our scales, Allah is removing it. And when we make this dua in Ramadan, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the one who erases sin. And you love to do it, so do that for us. Not only will that weight be zero, it won't even be visible on your scale. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you make an error, or there's a credit against your, like if you think of a bank statement, there's a credit. But the bank says it's been reversed. So you still see the credit, and then you see the reversal. This will even be wiped out from your record completely. Afu. So we ask Allah to wipe that away completely. This is for the person whose bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, but he didn't commit shirk. So then he might be assigned a penalty in Jahannam, and depending on the extent, Allah will forgive him and then enter him into Jannah. And then the last kind of person, a very unique situation, is where his scales are level. He didn't commit sin, I mean he didn't commit shirk, but his good deeds and bad deeds are equal. The scales are level. What happens to this kind of person? He goes to a place between Jannah and Jahannam called Al-A'raf. There's a surah in the Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, which speaks about these people who will stand between Jannah and Jahannam for a long, long period of time. And Allah will show them Jannah and show them Jahannam. And they won't know which way they're going to go. But eventually Allah will forgive them and enter them into Jannah. But their punishment would be to stand and look at Jannah and not being allowed to enter it. And look in Jahannam and feel as if though they might fall into it until Allah will forgive them and enter them into Jannah. So let's make our scales heavy, inshallah, this Ramadan. If we haven't done, if we look at our life and we feel we haven't done enough good, remember one good deed in this month of Ramadan is multiplied by, you know, we cannot imagine. Allah says about the person who fasts, the reward is so great, I can't tell you how great it is. You must come for yourself and see it on Qiyamah. So let our scales be made heavy with good deeds in these last few days of Ramadan, and let us remove the sins from our left scale. Ameen. Tomorrow we'll discuss Surah Al-Adiyat, the races, the ones who charge. We'll discuss the Surah tomorrow. And as for our quiz, last night's question, the Hanif way the way of the Hunafa is associated with which Nabi? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Then as for tonight's question, if scales are equal on the day of Qiyamah, then the destination of such a person is where? Where does he go? Does he go to Jannah? Does he go to Jahannam? Does he go to the A'raf? Or does he go to the Sirat? Where do the people whose scales are equal? Insha'Allah, and just a reminder that tomorrow we'll have Salatul Layl, and also we'll have Iftar with our orphans. If anyone would like to contribute, please speak to Brother Talib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and forgive us. Ameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And I got something to say.